Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play, y'all. Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary.
All right, y'all, on the phone with us now is Erica from Cedar Park. Good morning, Erica.
What's up, girl?
Hi, good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So Erica is a nanny.
Woo! Okay.
We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Alex is going to ask you a bunch of questions, and when we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
60 seconds starts right now.
So are you like an executive nanny?
What is that?
Those are like your exclusive one family, rich family. You spend the night, you come and go. You do like everything. You get paid like $80 an hour.
How about this? What kind of nanny are you?
Dude, I know one that gets 80 an hour.
Okay.
Of course, the family lives in Tarrytown.
So I work with toddlers, and I consider myself a high profile nanny. The family that I work for, they actually work for pretty big businesses in Austin. So I consider myself a high profile nanny for a 2-year-old. Their little boy.
Do you spend the night though?
No, I don't. So it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
So high profile nanny, does that mean because you work for high profile clients?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
See, and this one I know, by the way, they spend the night. They sleep there Monday through Friday. That's why I probably get $80 an hour.
So
we
can't go by this timer because it doesn't mean anything. So how did you like get into this?
So I've been working with children for 5 years now since I graduated high school, and I do have an early childhood certificate to work with children. And I got this job with this family off care.com.
What are your responsibilities?
So all my responsibilities are only towards the kid. So I only do just kid duties. I also do help with like small things around the house because I like to keep myself busy. But really my responsibilities are only just for the kid laundry, cleaning up toys, sanitizing his playroom.
All right, we're about to find out how rich this family is.
Seriously.
Do they have someone that helps out with other parts of the home, like a housekeeper?
A driver?
Oh, well, they just only have housekeepers, but I drive the child to therapy, to the park, to like little coffee shops.
Does your toddler like iced or hot coffee?
I normally just give him a water because he's already pretty hyper.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so one of the best parts about being a nanny, I feel like, is Christmas presents. Do they give awesome Christmas presents and bonuses?
Yeah, they do. I have PTO, so I was actually out of town last week and, you know, I was still getting paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
And
I get holiday pay. I have Memorial Day coming up off. Good Friday.
Dang.
Wow.
Hey,
so you'll factor in bonuses when we guess your salary?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Does a family pay you a yearly salary or do they pay you like per week? How does that work?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually my choice. I wanted to get paid when I first started working with them, but my paychecks right now, I get paid every Friday.
I see.
Nice.
So we're going to then just take that times 52.
Yeah, and I calculated on my end too, but...
Oh, wow.
You can do it like that.
Ooh, do you have like a bunch of other nanny friends you all meet at the...
Dude,
like,
it has nothing to do with our salary.
You all meet at the playground at the same time and like talk about nanny gossip?
Yeah, set up play dates too.
You really do?
And I've met a lot of good people working as a nanny from other families around here, around town.
Have you ever met someone that made more money than you and like did less than you and you like got jealous?
Yeah, a couple times.
That sucks.
So you sound like you're in your early 20s. I'm guessing you do not have children of your own?
No, I don't. So I'm only 23.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I've been working with children since I graduated high school, and I was working at a Montessori school for a little bit, and I was getting paid crap there compared to what I get paid working with this family.
All right.
Why I chose to.
Will you be forever indebted to this family? I mean, like, would you work for them?
Yeah.
I mean, is this, like, kind of your goal, or are you planning on eventually doing something else?
She's going to name the kids when they're 27.
No, yeah. So his family's only, he's going to be starting the preschool next year. So it's only for 2 years I'll be working with them. But if they want me longer, I'll stay with them a little longer.
Oh, so she's on the market.
So you'll be moving on to a new family then.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll get paid a little bit more as a family too.
Because of the experience,
here's
yeah.
Here's a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you slide on into like a celebrity's nanny job, you know? Is it just knowing the right people?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just the connections around town. Yeah. Because this family that I nanny for, I got them off care.com, and they know a lot of people that work in pretty high businesses and roles, and like mom's already trying to find a family for me on her side.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. All right, here we go. Erica, the nanny, how much does she make? Take a guess and text it to 51993. Alex is going to use one of your messages as his guess. Be sure to put your name so we can thank you, okay? Text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Erica shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Erica from Cedar Park. Erica is a high-profile nanny because she works for a high-profile family. What else do we learn, Sarah?
Okay, so we learned that she works for a high-profile family, like Booker said, for a 2-year-old. She works Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. She's been working with children now for 5 years. She does have her early childhood certificate. She got the job off care.com. That's how the family found her. She only does the kid duties. She does sometimes help with small things around the house, but mostly she does the kids' laundry, toys, sanitizing, playroom. She gets paid time off. She gets awesome Christmas gifts, holiday pay, Good Friday's off, Memorial Day coming off, that's off. She also gets paid every Friday, and she has met other fun nannies.
Alex Franco, do you want to start off with our guesses?
Yeah. So I mentioned that I knew of a nanny, that a high-profile nanny that makes $80 an hour, but they also live with this family Monday through Friday. So actually, someone texted into 51993. A girl named Amy said, you should take what you said, cut it in half. So I'm going to say she makes $40 an hour. So it's $40 an hour.
Yep.
And she works 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually works more. 8 to 5 is 9 hours a day.
Well, they have a lunch legal. You have to take a 1 hour lunch and not get paid for that. That's with the state. Unless she's working illegal.
Times 52. What do you got?
So that's 83,200.
All right.
Hey, I was going to go 1,000 a week, 52,000.
Okay.
Damn low.
I did the exact same thing you did, uh-huh. Alex, except I went to $35 an hour.
Oh!
But the same thought process, I came up with $72,800.
And Alex, yours was 86,000 what?
83,200.
All right, so Sarah, will you quickly recap?
I have 52,000. Booker is 72,800. Alex has 83,200.
Bro, one of us has it.
Erica from Cedar Park, tell us that magic number. How much are you making every year?
47,000.
Nice.
All right, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, so then, Sarah, wait, where were you?
I said 52. I said $1,000 a week.
47,000. Okay, so how does that work out? How do you figure out per hour what that is?
Yeah, so per hour, $23 an
okay.
hour.
That's good.
That feels like that is really good, nice. Right?
What is minimum wage anyways? Like in the state
$7.25, I think.
No. It really is.
It's horrendous. $23 is about 3 times the minimum wage.
Wow. I cannot believe minimum wage is 25 an hour in Texas. I thought you guys were joking.
Most, no. But so many of the good places to get anybody now.
You have to 15, 16, 18 bucks.
Yeah, 10, 15, $16.
That's why I thought it went up, because like Starbucks this morning, I was picking up a coffee and they were like starting at $16 an hour.
No, they're just trying to get people.
Because they need people so desperately. But I got to imagine, not only are you getting a great wage, but you're also having a lot of fun, huh, Erica?
Oh, yeah. We go to the zoo. We go to the pool. We're always out.
When you do all of those extracurricular activities, do they give you like a little stipend? Do they give you money that you can use to go to the zoo and ice cream and all that?
Like a credit card in your name.
All of it's paid for, and they also pay for my half and my lunch and all of it.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for taking care of our toddlers. Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now. 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.